Tony, what about the issue of bevacizumab with chemo radiation therapy? What's the status of your study?
Well, my study's still open. It is painfully slow. We are still in the first cohort. One of the problems was that it was a study with limited institution involvement, just to try to keep track of the toxicity, but we've now opened it group-wide, so hopefully it'll accrue a little bit better, but we don't. We have 13 patients on the study.
So. What's the exact randomization?
Well, there's no randomization, really. The patients are divided into two groups, high risk and low risk. In the high risk, you can have hemoptysis or a tumor within 2 centimeters of a major vessel or squamous cell histology. So you have to have one of those to be in the high risk group, and everything else fits into the low risk group. In the first cohort of patients, they receive platinum etoposide radiation as per the usual SWOG combination and docetaxel consolidation with Bev. And if safety issues are fine, the next cohort will advance to having the Bev being given in the midst of chemo radiation. In the last cohort, it'll start at the beginning of chemo radiation, if we get that far.
What do we know at this point? I kind of heard some whiffs of concerns about toxicities or complications with this.
There's been one episode of pulmonary hemorrhage fatal, and it happened within the first 10 patients, and it was a low-risk patient, actually. There are 8 high-risk and 5 low-risk patients on the study thus far, and that was with a low-risk patient. We didn't know if this was going to continue, if it was just bad luck because it was in the first 10 patients, but so far nothing else has happened.
You know, Wally, I had a really interesting experience interviewing Rakesh Jain recently for the first time. I was fascinated. Of course, you know the work he's done in rectal cancer, looking at the synergy or between Bev and radiation therapy, and the hope or the thought that it may normalize or increase oxygenation. Where do you think things might be heading for chemo, radiation, Bev, and lung cancer, and do you have any concerns about complications?
Given how little progress we've made in really studying that, I think Bev's pretty far behind in the combined modality setting in lung, but that doesn't mean it may not find a role anywhere else. RTOG now has an approved phase 3 study to look at adding Bev concurrently to Temodar radiation in glioblastoma, and based on some of the salvage data that may or may not turn out to be promising.